like basically up until now, we've been thinking Truma, and rightly so, is kind of like irreversibly tameh, in anything really in terms of becoming tameh, except for a human being, which can go into a mikvah or a kli. But when you talk about ochlin, normally you would think about tumah as a kind of an irreversible status. So we're going to challenge that assumption today, which I think is a really fascinating point. Number one. Number two, we'll talk about two very different kinds of psulim, where you're talking about a psul haguf. Yeah, Kivi, go ahead.
I mean, can't you do hashaka with water?
Okay, very good. So you Baruch Shekivanta. So we'll talk about Hashaka. We'll talk about Zriya. And the question is, what exactly that achieves? Is it basically like, Panim Chadashos Ba'olachan or something else? So that's going to be something very important to talk about a psul tumah versus a psul haguf. We'll talk about being Zorek Es Hadam, if the Basar is already lost for whatever reason. We'll talk about Chilukim between standard kinds of tumah and Tvul Yom. We'll return to the topic of Maila Subakodesh, and how that applies to different levels of tumah. We'll return to the subject of Mechatas, believe it or not. So we'll get there as well. Chibas HaKodesh, as something which is analogous halachically to V'chiyut HaMayim Al Zera. And we'll talk about the psulina being a form of a psul haguf. So a lot on the agenda for today. So let's get started. So Abaye bar Avin, v'Rav Chananya bar Avin, taru trumos v'Rabba. So they spent to learn the halachos of trumos by Rabba. So paga behu Rava bar Masna amar lahu, Mai emirisu betrumos deveimar. In other words, why did you go there to learn all the halachos of trumos? Rashi comments, chiddush v'taima betrumos shatem shonim beis adam gadol kerabba. The assumption being, yafshu the beis medrash b'li chiddush. So, whatever, pots and pans. They used to say about Yerodeah before Reb Chaim came along. It was all just pots and pans. So, what was so exciting about trumos? Kind of a strange question. What isn't exciting about trumos? But anyway. Amrulay, so they say, ask us anything. Here's what's bothering me. So they become tameh. Ushesalan, and then you replant them. Taharu. Milatameh v'asurin milachol. So they no longer conduct tumah, but you can't eat them. Presumably, they still retain some status of tumah. So v'chimei achar taharin milatameh amay asurin milachol. Amrulay amay Rabba. So Rabba said, no. You misunderstood. This is why we went to learn with him. My Asur and Asur and Lazarim, that it's real Truma all over again. By putting them back in the ground, you gave them Panim Chadashos Ba'olachan. It's like a new identity. Or possibly, if you wish to formulate it a little bit differently, it's not like a new identity. Maybe it's not Panim Chadashos, but it's like a process of Tara. And it's Isur Lazar. Umay Kamash Malan. But then the response is, that's no Chiddush. Gidule Truma, Truma. Right, that things that grow in the ground grow off of truma or truma as well. Tanina gidule truma truma. We already learned that. V'chisema gidule gidulin umay kamash malan bedaver shein zaro kala hanami tanina. That also we learned that tevel things where you haven't been mafresh yet gidulav mutarin bedaver shezaro kala when the seed itself is no longer extant. Double bedaver shein zaro kala if the seeding is extant. Afilu gidule gidulin, even the gidulim of the gidulin are asurin be'achilas. A little bit of a machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi seems to think things that grow closer to the stalk are called gidulin, things that grow further away are gidule gidulin. The Balei Tosfos disagree. Take a look at the Tosfos. Perish riva di gidulim hainu gidule rishon minazara. Ve'achar kachazar v'nasa usan gidulim zehu gidule gidulin. Okay, so it's a little bit of a machlokes there. Regarding that point, what constitutes gidule gidulin. But be that as it may, he stumped them. So ishtiku, they didn't have anything to respond, right? Why is that such a big chiddush? Amrlei midi shmiel lecha baha. So they said, did you hear anything? Amrlehu, hachim rav sheshes, my asurin. What do we mean asurin? When we talk about truma that had become tamei that you then replanted, the shesile truma. Asurin lekohanim hoel v'ifsulu lehu behese chadas. So this is an amazing halacha, that they became pasul behasei chadas, that once they were tameh, and you were mesiach das from them, right, because you relate to this now not as Truma Tahora, but as Truma Tamea, so that becomes an irreversible psul. So that's a din d'arai. So the Torah says it's mishmeres terumosai, so avid le shimur, velo tasich da'atcha. So hesei chadas is definitely a psul d'araisa. So the Gemara is going to question this from this perspective of what kind of a psul hesei chadas is, but I'd like to approach it from a different perspective for a second. Who can sort of answer what I said up at the very beginning? Because remember, we talked at the very beginning, I said, well, wait a second, when you put the shesile truma back into the ground, what are you really achieving? If you say that it's like a process of tara, then what? And if you say that it's panim chadashos, then what? So I would say that hesei chadas might be a good nafkamina. How so? If you'll say that hesei chadas is a psul with the shesile truma that became tmein, but once you put them back in the ground, they're really completely new, it's not considered the same, so why would the psul of hesei chadas continue to reverberate? But if you'll say that no, it's really still the same truma, but this is now somehow an approved process, maybe this process of tara is not enough to overcome the kind of psul that hesei chadas represents. Maybe it's a process of tahara, but it's not a process that can reverse hesei chadas. If it's new, so what shaychus does hesei chadas before you put it back into the ground have to do with now? Because that's a very important point. So anyway, the Gemara is going to evaluate along these lines. Hanich lemandamar hesei chadas psul agof hevi shapir. El lemandamar hesei chadas psul toma hevi. Ma'ika lemeimar. Din mehesei chadas rabbi yochanan mar psul toma hevi. Reish lakish amar psul agof hevi. Reish lakish amar psul toma hevi. Shem yavo eliyahu v'tarena shomim lo. That if eliyahu anavi will come along and tell us, ah, while you were masich das, nobody really came and touched it who was tameh. So then we would listen to him. Rabbi Shimon lakish omer psul agof hevi. Shem yavo eliyahu v'tarena in shomim lo. Because it's fundamentally psul. It's not a question of suffix that, who knows, while you weren't paying attention, maybe somebody came along in metameit. The very idea that you were masich, mesiach das is a psul in the world of truma and kachim. Eis Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish Rabbi Shmuel Benosh Rabbi Yochanan Ben Rokan Omer Lul Katan. There's a little gap. Hayabin Kevesh Shemizbeach Mamarav Shol Kevesh Shisham Hayu Zarkin Psulei Chatas Oh Futuvar Tzurasan. V'yotz in the base hasreifa. I see. Iamar bishlam psul toma heavy. So Rabbi Yochanan tries to bring a raya to his position that hesei chadas is just a psul toma. Mishum hachiba yiber tzira, because it's a bizayon to kachim to destroy them unless there's a clear psul haguf, and lina is a psul haguf. Shema yavo aliyahu v'tanarena eliyamar psul haguf. But if you say that hesei chadas is a psul haguf, lamali yiber tzira, why do you need a second psul haguf in terms of lina? Okay, so that seems to be a really good kasha that Rabbi Yochanan is posing against Reish Lakish, who thinks that hesei chadas is a psul haguf. Okay, so v'atznan zehaklal kol shepsulo begufo yisaref miyad. We have a tradition that anytime there's a psul haguf, can be burnt right away. Bidam uvabaylim, but if there's a psul in the dam or the baylim, Rashi says go nishbach adam. Or a bailim could go in shidmu bailim. So in all of those cases, you need to generate a psul haguf to ubar tzurasan, and only then v'yotzin lebeis hasreifa. So amalei haitana, tana v'rabba baravuhu, damar afilu pigul ta'un ibur tzura. Says, no, this tradition was only according to an outlying view that even something like pigul, which most people would agree is already a psul haguf, so that is not a psul haguf and requires an ibur tzura. So we can't bring any raya from that tradition. So Esve Nitma Osha Nifsa Habasar Osha Yatza Chutz Leklaim Rabbi Eliezer Omer Yizrok. So Rabbi Eliezer is of the view that you could be Zorek Es Hadam even if the Basar has already been ruined. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Lo Yizrok Umadir Rabbi Yeshua Shim Zarak Hurtze. That if you went ahead and did it, you shouldn't have done it, but B'diavad it is Miratze. So my Nifsal, so what are we talking about in terms of the Basar being Nifsal? La behese chadas. Aren't we talking about a question of hese chadas? Siya bar bishlam apsulei tuma hevi hainu de mishkachas ladurati tzitz. Then the ritzoi that Rabbi Yeshua was talking about, you shouldn't have done it lechatchila in zorek es adam, but once you did it, it's going to be miratza because the tzitz has the capacity to be miratza al tumas mikdash v'kadshav. And if hese chadas is a psul tuma, because who knows, there's a suffix, maybe it became tame, We understand how the tzitz is meratza. Eli Amar, if you'll say that Hasech Hadas is psula gofebi, I heard tzitz, then why would the tzitz be effective? The tzitz isn't effective against any psula gof. So my nifsal b'tivul yom. The nifsal doesn't mean Hasech Hadas, it means it came into contact directly with the tivul yom. So yachi hainu tame, but how could that be? That should just be called basar tame. So terei gavni tame. It's a fundamental difference between a tivul yom and coming into contact with the person who's actually tameh. Okay, so this is an amazing phenomenon. So you would say about a tvul yom, right? That's a din d'araisa. We kept on talking about that at the end of Arli Arbas, Arbechol Kodesh, Lo Sigar, Vela Mikdash, Lo Savo, Admelosi Yimei Tahara. So Bechol Kodesh, Lo Sigar, she's a tvul yom aruka. So that is already recorded in the Torah. So what does the Gemara mean when it says that we don't relate to Tvul Yom as the same as the regular din of Tameh? So this is obviously the Gemara's way of saying is that going to the mikvah isn't just a technical phenomenon. Once the person has been in the mikvah, even though they are Chaser Harev Shemesh, they're in a fundamentally different position. They're a fundamentally different position. It's true that they have time to wait. It could be a very long time. You have Yoledes. But the fact is that they're in a very different halachic state than somebody who has not yet been to the mikvah. So Tzrei Gavni. The Gemara says that, yeah, it's true, these are two halachos in the world of Tumah, but you cannot compare the two. Now we're going to see in a second that I would say the gap between having gone to the mikvah and being mechusar harib shemesh, namely being in a state of tul yom, and having the full state of tara that comes with harib shemesh, is much less than the gap of being a mechusar kippurim, like a mitzora or a yoledes or a zav who's going to bring the karban the next day, and it should be obvious why. We'll see that on Lamed Heyom and Aleph, because a mechusar kippurim, by very definition, has something active left to do. Okay, so we're going to come back to that point. Whereas a tvul yom is basically tahor. What do they have to do? Nothing. They just have to wait. So that's what the Gemara means. They're not mechusar ma'isa. This is man. They could just take a nap. Okay, so that's a very important line in the Gemara. I underlined in my Gemara, Tre gavni tami. Kisalik Ravin. Ravin was always going back and forth between Bavel and Eretz Yisrael. Amr l'shmaisa, kamid Rabbi Yirmiyah, v'amar, so he was not impressed. Bavloi, tipshayim, yishum v'yasi, v'ar d'chashocha, amrisun shmaisa, d'mechashu, because they live in a dark place, they say dim ideas. Lo shmi l'chu, adar Rabbi Yishum, v'ar d'chashmi, d'ar Rabbi Yishaya, don't you know that mei hachag, yishaninmu, Kibi, this is what you were mechavin to. Hei shikan v'achar egdeishan tahorin, if you do hashaka, if you generate the chibur with tahorim, so that's machshir, higdishan v'achar kach ishikan temeyim, but if you're machdish and then you do hashaka, they're tamei, mechti, so it's a parallel process, ziriya ninu, mali hashaken v'achar kach higdishan, mali higdishan v'achar kach ishikan, why would it make a difference? Alma, ein ziriya lehekdish, once you're machdish them, you can't use this process of Hashaka or Zeriah, Hachanami. So too, in the case of the Shesilei Truma, if you already carry shame, so Ein Zeriah, the Truma. This is the product of what we call Ma'ala, Asu, V'kadshim, V'truma, that once they have their status, so the process of Hashaka and or the process of Zeriah, Rashi says Hashaka is basically just Zeriah for liquids, is not going to be efficacious. Yosef Rav Dimi v'kamer la shmaitza amar le abayi. So now Bavel responds, Higdeshen v'chli ka'amar. That's only true if you were makdish them in a kli shareis, which creates a full kedusha. Aval bepel ovod rabbanon maila. Or, but if you just sort of designated these verbally, maybe we haven't yet triggered maila asu v'kachim v'trumotim v'penami ovod rabbanon maila amar le. Zolo shamati. Rav Dimi says, I didn't hear anything about this in Eretz Yisrael. But Kayotzi Bo Shemati and Rabbi Avraham Rabbi Yochanan Anovim Shenitmu. This is like going back to yesterday. So grapes which become Tamei Darchan Ve'achar Kach Higdishan. If you first, again, very gently squeeze out the liquid, If you assume, again, the liquid is, anybody remember from yesterday, the liquid is insulated, we call that mifkad pekide, as opposed to mivla b'li, it's not mechubar. So he says, but if you were first to makdish them, they're not talking about kedusha that's generated by putting it in a klisharis or something like that. It's not a kedusha sagof. Who all you did is verbally designate them as truma. Amrav Yosef, he responds, Anavim kamar hacha v'anavim shol truma skinan. Dikidushas ped did who kikushas kidli damya. He says it's very interesting, but in the world of truma, we consider kedushas peh to be in the world of kachim what kedushas kli accomplishes. So apparently, when it comes to truma, it's because you're outside of the Beis HaMikdash anyway. Simply designating something has the effect that putting something in a kli shares, which will automatically be makdish kedushas aguf, would in the Beis HaMikdash. Again, this is a makom for you guys to think about a little bit. Makom Nizgad there is why the bar is lowered in the world of truma relative to kachim. Rashi says, "Benavim shel truma vahayikdishan kedushas truma kamar debetruma lo shayecha kedushas kli lo beyayin velo beanovim." So Rashi alludes to the fact that this has to be the highest level of Kedusha because you're not operating in the world of Mikdash. You're not operating in the world where a klisha race is even an option. Okay, so in any event, Avalhani debai kli befelo avon rabbanan maila. So Rav Yosef is convinced that there's no maila asu bekachim, maila asu betruma, if it's something that could possibly have Kedusha sagov through a kli. So darchan ve'afilu tuva, what, can you squeeze out a very large amount of grapes? Remember we said yesterday that the absolute upper limit is mechuvenes ke... What's the shiur? We said this yesterday. What's the shiur?
Beitza.
It has to be exactly kebeitza, because once it's more than that, it's going to be mitami the mashkim, even though they're mifkad pekidi. Because remember we said about Oakland that they are mitami, they could become tamei v'cholshu. But they're mitamei, ochlin are mitamei b'chebeitza, and for mashkin, they're mitamei with a...
Ris.
Yes. Okay, very good. Okay, so darchan mafilu tuba miyan rabbi ochlin hachman rabbi ochlin avim shenidmo, darchan pachos pachos mi kebeitza, si ba yisei machan avi pachos pachos mi kebeitza, vi ba yisei ma hasam denagul abirishon, dehavul hu inusheni, hacha, it's a little different. Here we don't have to be as careful about how many anavim you're squeezing out. The nagu b'sheni dahavulahu shlishi. Right, that they themselves came into contact with the sheni, so they are at most a shlishi. Now, if something is a shlishi, we don't have to be so concerned about it generating a revi'i, unless you're talking about the world of kodshim, not of the world of truma. Okay. Now, it's also significant, Rashi reminds us of this, that if it were a sheni, so we know that the halacha is that a sheni which is posel esatruma is mitame mashkin lios tchila, lios rishon. So that would be another factor in the distinction. Amar Rav Ava nani tamin tanina v'nasam lav mayim chayim el keli shetehei chiyusan v'chli tzemachlokes v'nasam al matlushin inu. There's a big machlokes, mayim chayim el keli, that when you're going to put in the afer of the para aduma, does the water that it goes into have to have come directly from the mayim chayim into the kli that you're using, or can you be me'ara from a kli rishon, as it were, into a kli sheni? V'nasan alav mayim chayim el keli shetehei chiyusan bikli, or v'nasan al matlushin v'a mechubar ninu, ela maila hachanami mada. So Rashi says, v'amu midu rabbanan, shetei chiyusan bikli, v'as mechu rabbanan akra. Really, this is just a din de rabbanan. But midaraisa, we wouldn't insist on chiyusan bikli, on not being ma'ara from one kli to the other. Amrav simi barashi, af ananami tanini tavel v'alo chal b'maiser, herib shim shochal b'truma, b'truma in b'kad shim lo. Amai, Taru. So why in the world are you going to say that just because somebody hasn't brought their carbon yet, why can't he have kachim? He's totally tahor. Amai tahor ella maila hachanami maila. This is a very fascinating thing. Rashi says im tuma debas kapara he could go zav zava ve yoledes. So it would appear that like this is like an internal halacha in the world of kachim. If you are mechusar kipurim, we're not going to allow you to eat kachim. You have to bring your korban tomorrow. So this is the Gemara, again, midrabanan, maila asu b'kachim, but midrabanan, the rabbis were saying, just like you have a korban left to bring, we're not going to allow you to benefit yet directly from the world of mikdash. Fascinating point, okay? Something to consider. Amre v'ashi afanan amitanina, v'ha basar kol tahor yochal basar, v'ha basar. So, vav le rabos, says, so, etim, ulevona, so the Gemara says, etim, levona, bathe, it's muyenin ho, they're not ochlin, ela ma'ala hachanami ma'ila. So, as we said before, this is the idea of chibas hakodesh machshirasan. That the chibas hakodesh will make us expand our definition of what is typically considered ochlin. Yeah. Okay. Very good. So I guess to review the most important questions that we thought about today is when you talk about ochlin, as opposed to, again, an adam or a kli, where a mikvah is an obvious solution to a problem. So we talk about tumas ochlin, and we talk about the processes like hashaka, when we're dealing with liquids, or zriya, when we're dealing with foodstuffs. So what exactly is being achieved? Do we say that, no, once you put something back into the ground, once it's mechubar, that it's completely different? So it was a little hard to maintain that view in our Gemara, because it's not like, you know, Gershon is Gair, Kekatan Anola Dami, because we keep on asking about its past. We kept on wanting to know about, you know, is the Hesse Chadas going to continue to impact upon it, whether Hesech Hadas is a psul tumah or whether it's a psul haguf. Nonetheless, the very fact that you're asking a question about something that happened before that you put it into the ground, you know, is very indicative. And again, we're wondering about Hesech Hadas, Tzedin Daraisas, Mishmeres, Trumasai, but what is the nature of Hesech Hadas? Are we really concerned that something happened in the interim? Shema Yavo Eliyahu V'Yitarena. Or is it a psul haguf? That fundamentally, Kachim and Truma, once you're Mesiach Das, so it loses its status. Lirtzon Chem, the Torah says, that there's a special din of Lishma, of Kavana, in the world of Kachim, in the world of Truma. So a person's not paying attention, so that io ipso, that is a psul haguf. So that's something which is, I think, a very important consideration about the way that the world of Kachim and the world of Trumos is much more sensitive to Hesei Chadas, of having any kind of interruption. So that's something that I think is important to consider as well. We talked about the difference between somebody who's Tameh and somebody who's a Tul Yom. It's a world of a difference. The Gemara said, Trei Gav Ni Tameh, that it's really two different worlds, because one person is fundamentally Tameh, and everything about him is Tameh, is Chazaka, now is that he's Tameh, until something happens that will change that status, right, in terms of Taras Mikvah. But a Tul Yom has already achieved that. And now, you know, everything is downhill. We basically look at this person as not Tameh plus the mikvah, but Tahor minus. He's just minus a few hours. Okay, the gap between, again, let's try to put it in these terms, the gap between somebody who's Tameh and Tul Yom is a chasm relative to somebody who's Tul Yom versus a Mechusar Kippurim. V'avobichem, you saw the Dinder Rabbanan at the end, that a Mechusar Kippurim shouldn't benefit from Kachim. That's a Maila Asu Bekodesh. Yeah. I think that's... those are definitely some of the very important issues. We went back to the Chibas HaKodesh, Machshiratan, the idea of expanding our definition of Ochlin in the world of Kachim. So it seems like a very, very, very important point. There's a lot for you guys to think about and more work to be done, especially as it concerns the analogy that was being drawn between Hashaka for liquids and that form of a chibur, and Zariah making something mechubar lekarka. Right? And if you think about it, and it's a fascinating thing. It's like you have, you know, Shamayim Va'aretz, you have Yam and Yabasha. And so like there's like this basic source when it comes to solids of karka that by definition can't become tameh. It's natural, it's pure. It's mechubar lekarka. So you go back into that area. For mashkin, right, when you do the process of hashaka, so what that does, it sort of returns everything to its original source. And the Gemara says, okay, so what's true of one is likely true of the other. So the question is there room to be mechalik? We'll just leave it as a question for now with the following thought. Can you make the argument that liquids and solids are a little bit different in that respect? That when it comes to something that's grown out of the ground and has now been severed from the ground, it can't so easily be returned to the ground. I mean, practically speaking, you can replant it, right? And then it could be mechubar lekarka. But maybe we don't think that the ground necessarily takes it back the same way. Whereas when it comes to liquids, so maybe we'll say that mayim, right, naturally when it's mitzuraf, it's mechubar to other mayim, as is the case in hashaka. So water, any liquids really naturally flow into each other. When it comes to the world of solids, of ochan, putting them back in the ground, I'm not sure that it's as natural. So if I were just using my intuition, I would probably be mechalik in that direction. Again, here the Gemara says we should just learn from one to the other. Hashaka basically is in the world of liquids what Zaria is in the world of solids in terms of being, you know, machshir things that had a history of tumma. But if I wanted to be mechalik, I would definitely think about the chiluk in that direction. So you guys will have to look out for evidence to see if any of that can be substantiated. Or maybe, who knows, maybe you guys think the chiluk would work in the opposite direction. Okay, obviously very fascinating stuff. God willing, tomorrow night, even though we have an earlier dismissal, but tomorrow night should be the same time, I assume, right? Does that work for you? You know, so if that works, then we should use the same time. And God willing, we'll... you know, the march goes on.